3. Philosophy.
Plato and Aristotle. Plato and Aristotle were two of the earliest Western political philosophers. While both shared many beliefs, Plato was a teacher of Aristotle. Plato and Aristotle differed on how to achieve a good government. Plato believed there was a world beyond human senses, a world of what he called forms. Human senses, sight, hearing, touch, smell, taste, are not perfect, and therefore cannot give man a perfect rendering of the world. Instead, it is only through the human mind that man can truly know forms, that is, reality. In Plato's view, only a small minority of men, genuine philosophers, are capable of obtaining this otherworldly knowledge. For Plato, therefore, the ideal form of government was the philosopher king. Only a philosopher king could ensure that the state promotes the ideal of a good life, a concept derived from the world of forms that only a philosopher could understand. In the absence of a philosopher king, Plato turned to the rule of law as the subsequent guarantee of good government. Aristotle defined the problem of governing differently from his teacher, rejecting Plato's theory of forms. For Aristotle, what is perceived by the senses is indeed the real world, and man can gain knowledge of it through observation and study. Aristotle agreed with Plato that government should promote the good life, and the rule of law was necessary to that goal. For Aristotle, however, the rule of law was not a second choice, but was preferable to rule by any one man, concept of a philosopher king notwithstanding. Aristotle's theory that even the ruler of a state must be subject to its laws formed the underpinning of modern constitutional government.